This important podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering a wide selection of prepping and survival products, including nutritional solutions and storable certified organic superfoods. Check out our full selection at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
We've been threatened with lawsuits and they just scream and pout and whine.
The Health Ranger Report.
They're going to poison the public with their products? I'm going to expose them and I'm not going to back down.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
The big lesson to be learned from all of the natural disasters that we've been through in the last few weeks in the United States. We've been through hurricanes, had fires out in California, and there's of course the threat of earthquakes and super volcanoes like Yellowstone. There's been a stream of little earthquakes that could indicate Yellowstone is about to blow, which would of course devastate the global food supply for about a year and collapse the world population as we know it today. But that's not what this podcast is about. This is really about how preppers have been able to make it through all these natural disasters with relatively little in the way of problems. I mean, they have made it through as shining examples of the benefits of being prepared. You know, I went through Hurricane Harvey in Texas, not the eye of the hurricane, of course, but the outer rim of the hurricane. And we helped raise money with your support for hurricane victims and so on. And I've been in touch with a lot of victims in Florida, Hurricane Irma. And of course, we had a rather devastating impact of Hurricane Jose in Puerto Rico. So a lot of people have been through a lot of stuff recently, but you really see a dividing line now between the preppers and the non-preppers. The non-preppers, for them, everything was an emergency. They were out of water. They were out of food. They were out of clothing. They didn't have a flashlight. They didn't have a backup means of communication. A lot of them had to be rescued because they didn't plan ahead to get out of Dodge before the hurricane hit and so on. There were bodies that had to be, you know, rescued and claimed in Houston. Unfortunately, some people died. But the preppers, in contrast, did relatively well. The preppers got out of town, but they also had bug out bags. They had extra food with them. Or some preppers stayed and they endured the hurricane. And they made it through okay, too, even though they had some property damage, typically, or flooding damage. Their lives were relatively safe because they had these backup supplies. So every natural disaster is another critical reminder of the importance of preparedness. And it reminds us that those who don't prepare become victims or become emergency people who have to be rescued by others, whereas those who are preppers are able to join the rescue efforts and help others. And what was really fascinating to me is how the term prepper, you know, in the early days, it used to be survivalist. Back during the Clinton administration, they called people survivalists, and it was a slur. It was a kind of insult. Oh, what are you, a survivalist? What are you? You live in a bunker with a tinfoil hat? What are you, some kind of crazy person? What do you need to survive? That was the attitude back then in the 1990s. And even for much of the last two decades, it's been that way too. Preppers were mocked, especially by the mainstream media, which said, oh, you shouldn't have to prepare for anything. Why do you have to be a prepper? Why do you have to be a survivalist? Well, now that has all turned around. Now, all of a sudden, preppers, which is now the modern polite term for survivalist, preppers are the geniuses. Preppers are the ones who are making it through all these things. Preppers are better off. Preppers have less property damage, less loss of life, less suffering, and so on. And of course, far fewer crimes against their property. Preppers are the ones who had it right all along. Now, I've been a prepper, or i.e. a survivalist, for, I don't know, decades. Probably since Clinton was president. In fact, it was Clinton's presidency that got me thinking, maybe we should have a backup plan here. You know what I mean? Because Clinton was a big liar. But I mean, I'm not going to get into the politics of Clinton at the moment. The thing is, I've been a prepper for a long time, and so I've seen a lot of things I've seen a lot of coverage of prepper community and survivalism and so on. And I've seen natural disasters come and go. I've seen, you know, the Ebola outbreak and how preppers were treated by the CDC, which was constantly lying to people. Oh, you don't need to defend yourself against Ebola. Don't worry, we got it under control, they said. Of course, they didn't have it under control. And there was almost a breakout. There was an infection in, I think, a hospital in Dallas. And they brought the Ebola victims to the United States so they could have an outbreak here. And the hospital staff weren't even trained how to deal with Ebola and so on. So the CDC was lying constantly. But they always told the public, oh, you don't need to be prepared. You don't need to worry about anything. We, the government, have it all under control, they said. We are the experts. We are the CDC. We are the infectious disease people. And we got it under control. Well, they're lying all the time. Truth is, the federal government is mostly incompetent on every issue, including, of course, infectious disease, fiscal crises, every kind of collapse you can imagine, food supply collapse, medicine system. Federal government is incompetent for the most part. Now that there are pockets that are better than others, and there are a lot of people in the federal government who are trying to do a good job, but even they are stifled by the bureaucracy. The bureaucracy is the problem, not the people in it. People often have good hearts and good intentions, but the bureaucracy itself is such a quagmire that it's just frankly hard for anybody to get through and navigate. And so as a whole, the government can become very, very incompetent on all these things. The bottom line is, if you're counting on the government to save your life, your faith is misplaced, my friend. Your faith is misplaced. You cannot count on the federal government to rescue you. You cannot count on the feds to bring you food, water, shelter, personal protection, medicine, antibiotics, all these things. You can't even count on them to bring you good, decent, honest information, because a lot of the information they spew is false and deliberately deceptive. So being a prepper really means, if you think about it, being a prepper means honoring yourself, honoring your basic human right to exist. Preparedness is a human rights issue. And those who fail to prepare are, in essence, surrendering their human rights to others, counting on a government to come save you, or counting on FEMA to save you, or counting on some unnamed rescue, you know, first responder group to come save you. And they do their best, and they are real heroes, but they may not be able to pull it off because they're rescuing 5,000 other people at the same time. You don't want to be number 5,001 on their rescue list. They might not get to 5,001. So prepping, when you look and you see natural disasters in the world around you, you should think, prepare, 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 because it's going to keep getting crazier. The world is not getting any more peaceful. The world is not getting any calmer. The world is not getting more predictable. The world is getting more chaotic. It's more unpredictable. And have you noticed that these natural disasters are also continuing to accelerate? What's with all the earthquakes around the Ring of Fire? The whole Ring of Fire, I've been watching the earthquake patterns over the last month or so. It's like every sector of the Ring of Fire, which goes, you know, through Japan, through part of the South Pacific and so on, and comes all the way back around through Alaska and California and Oregon and so on. The whole thing is lighting up with earthquakes. There's a lot of activity all of a sudden. What's going on? I'm not an earthquake scientist. I don't have a seismograph in my lab. We do heavy metals analysis, not Richter scale detection. But the thing is, something's going on. The weather's crazy. The natural disasters are crazy. The culture's crazy. People are going crazy. You got like, we're on the verge of civil war half the time, it seems, in this country right now, because there's so much division between the insane, deranged left and the rest of the country that's just trying to get back to normalcy. And things are going insane. So prepping is the key. I believe there's going to come a day very soon where you're going to really wish that you were fully prepared. You're going to wish you'd spent another day or another hour just prepping some basic, simple things. Just like filling milk jugs with water. So simple. You can have gallons and gallons of water around and it costs you nothing. And yet most people don't do it. And then they freak out, and they, when the stores run out of bottled water, they freak out, there's no water. You had water coming out of your kitchen faucet, and you didn't do anything with it. You probably still have water in your toilet tank, by the way, that's perfectly drinkable if you filter it. So, you know, prepping is so easy compared to panicking. Panicking is hard. Panicking is stressful. Panicking takes it out of you. Prepping is easy. Prepping, you can take your time. You can do it little by little. You can do it on your own schedule. You can do it on the weekends. You can pick evening hours. Prepping is easy. Panicking is hard. And I don't know about you, but I would much rather prep than panic. Because you're going to do one or the other, I guarantee you, because of the things that are happening. Financial collapse that's coming. The unpredictability of everything that's happening in our world. You are either going to prep or you are going to panic. Those are the only two options. You pick one. You can either prep or you can panic. Now, there are different depths of prepping. All of us wish we were more prepped, but covering the basics is incredibly easy and incredibly affordable and takes very little time. If you dedicate literally just 20 hours to prepping in the next 60 days, you will be ahead of 99% of the population in terms of preparedness. Literally, you'll be in the top 1% of preppers just by spending 20 hours. I guarantee you, most people do not spend a single hour prepping. And if you spend 100 hours prepping, now you're in the 99.99%, like 1 out of 10,000 people. And then if you go really into it, like I do, you know, you're like maybe 1 in 100,000 people in terms of your level of preparedness. And you don't have to do that. You know, just cover the basics will save lives and get you out of most situations. I happen to be prepped for every imaginable scenario, including nuclear war. So I just happen to be extensively prepared for anything. That's just my personal philosophy, but you don't have to go that far into it. And it's totally okay. So anyway, I just want you to think about all of this. We've got a couple of websites that might be very useful to you in all of this. Check out gear.news, which covers preparedness gear and other gear. Let's see, we've got survival.news, and we've got preparedness.news. But my favorite site is collapse.news, which actually covers all the conditions that are leading us toward societal collapse. You know, financial collapse, cultural collapse, solar flares, EMP, nuclear war, all that kind of stuff. So check out collapse.news. And just get prepared. Of course, if you want to support us and our effort, you can go to my online store, healthrangerstore.com. We offer over 600 products, lab tested, lab verified. Many of them are preparedness products, including storable organic nutrition and iodine supplements and so on. But even if you don't support our store, just get prepared in whatever way you can, like filling milk jugs with water, or soda bottles, whatever. Get prepared. That's my message to you. And of course, I appreciate your support if you choose to support us. But more important than that is supporting yourself with preparedness. That's the most important thing for you in this context. Okay. All right. So be safe. We got a lot to talk through. We got a lot to cover in the months and years ahead. My name's Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. As you know, healthrangerreport.com is where you can find the podcast. I'll keep bringing it for you here every day. Multiple podcasts a day, by the way, on the current schedule. And I will bring you skills, knowledge, know-how, nutritional resources, all these things to help you make it through what's coming. We're not living in an easy time. And I am here to help save lives and help empower people. End of story. That's my mission. Thank you. Thank you for all your support. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products and gel first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger Store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.